This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. The end of the 2016 calendar year is nearly here, and with the start of the new year, there are always grand plans and devout resolutions. In the city of Ann Arbor, there are a number of environmental issues that saw progress in 2016, and there is more to come in the new year. Joining us to reflect and look ahead is Ann Arbor Mayor Chris Taylor. Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Earlier this month, for the first time, Ann Arbor won a seat at the table and will have a voice in the ongoing cleanup and remediation of the 1,4-dioxane plume that's been contaminating groundwater in the area for decades. That has to be one of the environmental highlights of the year.
I think that's exactly right. The 1,4-dioxane plume is, of course, a long-term problem for the city of Ann Arbor and its residents, and we are doing everything we can to move to a solution. This year, we were focusing on making sure two things happened. One, that the state, Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, reduced the standard from 85 parts per billion to a single part standard. We achieved that in October with the director's emergency declaration of a 7.2 parts per billion standard. And then once that was achieved, it was our goal to intervene into the court case to make sure that Ann Arbor has a seat at the table as the polluter and DEQ discuss how this issue can be best resolved.
Well, the state has lowered its permissible dioxane standard down to 7.2 parts per billion, and still more than double the EPA's recommended allowable level. As WEMU exposed as part of our 25-part Green Room series on the 1,4-dioxane plume, this contamination can be treated to non-detect levels with the proper investment. What argument will city representatives be putting forth as the discussions on a new cleanup plan continue and move forward?
Sure. We're going to be discussing and making discussing with the polluter, discussing with DEQ to make sure that they understand that this is an existential concern for the residents of the city of Ann Arbor. It is crucially important that our drinking water remain safe and dioxin-free, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that that happens. There's never been any 1,4-dioxin discovered in Ann Arbor drinking water. We test for it constantly, but we need to be constantly vigilant to make sure that as these discussions go forward, as the consent judgment gets amended, that the safety of Ann Arbor's drinking water is paramount.
How long do you think these negotiations are going to take to come to a new cleanup plan?
I'm afraid I don't know. I do know that that the judge, in connection with the ruling that he just made, encouraged the city, encouraged DEQ, encouraged the polluter to come to a swift resolution. There's going to be a lot of conversations to be had, and I'm looking forward to them.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking environmental progress in 2016 and the work to be done in 2017 with Ann Arbor Mayor Chris Taylor. Well, the city's commitment to solar energy continues to grow, and there's been some real progress in 2016. Would that qualify as another highlight of the year?
Absolutely. You know, we Ann Arbor is a solar city. We are looking forward to doing everything we can to expand the use of renewable resources, both of course as a municipal organization and to help with our residents. We have our Energy Commission is working closely with staff and the Clean Energy Coalition to develop and manage Ann Arbor's first solar group buy for residents and businesses. That would be an outstanding way for folks themselves to take part in solar energy, even if their particular location is not exactly suitable. We also developed a new streamlined residential solar permitting standard, and there are also opportunities for community solar projects that we're continuing to work on.
So when we have this conversation at this time next year, how much further along will we be?
I hope we'll be even further along. I hope that we'll be able to have our first solar group buy, and that we'll be able to report that the residential solar permitting standard has caused panels to bloom throughout our city.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation with Ann Arbor Mayor Chris Taylor continues on this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Ann Arbor has been considered a leader in recycling, but there's been some upheaval in that realm this year. How quickly are we going to see a new contractor hired in 2017, and is the city going to move away from single-stream recycling?
Ann Arbor very much values, of course, its recycling. We were a municipal leader with respect to recycling. We have had problems with our recycling over the course of this year, which necessitated the closing of our materials recovery facility over the summer. We are working to ensure that our MRF, our so-called MRF, is back up and running and is fully operational and, most importantly, safe. And that's a primary concern for the city, and we're moving forward with that.
Any timeline as to when that might be accomplished and whether or not it will become more effective than it has been in years past?
At this time, we are, we have put out our RFPs for the, we've put out our RFPs to address the MRF. I am afraid I don't know where exactly we are in the procurement process.
Well, one of the other things that Ann Arbor is known for, well, it's called Tree Town. And on the aesthetic and environmental improvement side, Ann Arbor is committed to planting 1,000 new trees in 2017 and advancing a better canopy maintenance cycle that will keep the city as Tree Town. How important is that to not only how Ann Arbor moves forward sustainably, but how it is presented to the public at large?
Sure. There is very few elements of Ann Arbor that are more important than street trees. The street trees are critically important for so many different levels. It is obviously it is a great beauty, and we thrive, our neighborhoods thrive with the street trees. But trees also have a very important, of course, air quality benefit. But it is less known that that street trees and trees in parks where areas are cultivated have a very important and crucial stormwater benefit. We in Ann Arbor, over the course of the past decade and change with the Emerald Ash Borer and the Great Recession, have had a real problem in maintaining our urban forest. We do have an urban forest management plan. That plan is not yet fully funded. It is my hope that this year we will be able to make a commitment to refund that, utilizing our stormwater utility because of the trees' incredible stormwater benefits, and that moving forward we will be able to be on a full and sustainable pruning and, most importantly, planting cycle.
Now, they say that the best intentions are sometimes the pathway to, well, someplace you don't want to go. The direction of the legislative bodies in Lansing and Washington are sometimes at odds with what appear to be the goals and objectives in Ann Arbor, and it looks like the next 4 years will reinforce that notion. What do you see as the political challenges ahead to a more sustainable and environmentally friendly Ann Arbor?
Well, I can't say that I'm particularly optimistic about what we will receive from our representatives in Lansing or in Washington. It's my hope that that eventually that the science will prevail, that climate change will be recognized as a reality by representatives in Washington and representatives in Lansing, that we will have real and meaningful efforts from those areas to help us as a community and as a nation improve our usage of renewable energy sources and reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. Our particular representatives, Representative Dingell and so forth, and Representative now Robbie out in Lansing, and Senator Warren, these folks, of course, have our back all the time and are fighting the good fight. They are just unfortunately outnumbered.
Well, as we approach the beginning of a new year, we all make personal resolutions as well. On the environmental front, what is your personal resolution?
Well, I'm looking at a new car, and I'm going to do all I can to buy electric. I'm 6'6", and so I have a hard time sitting in the little thing. But we'll see whether a Bolt is in my future. Maybe this time next year I'll be a happy Bolt owner.
Maybe with a little salary increase, you can get one of the Tesla SUVs.
Well, we can dream, can't we?
We certainly can, Mr. Mayor. Thank you very much. Happy holidays to you and yours, and a very productive new year.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and you as well.
That is Ann Arbor Mayor Chris Taylor. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU.